It's really about, and here it is, making peace with where you are. A lot of times our physical friends feel funny about that when they say, but I'm clearly not where I want to be. And if I make peace with where I am, isn't that my saying to the universe, let me stay here? And we say, no, when you make peace with where you are, you stop resistance and then you can really go to where you want to be, you see. So in very short terms, we would say to you, if we were to give you an unfair label that accurately depicts the energy of your being, you try too hard. You work too hard at things. And it comes from wanting to please others. It comes from having a lot of responsibilities. It comes from a lot of people counting on you. Mm-hmm. It comes from all of those things. But it doesn't serve you. And it doesn't serve anyone.
I'm well aware of that.
It doesn't serve anyone. So just let your mantra be, I'm doing fine. Everything's all right. That the words, in the same way that you would soothe anyone, soothe yourself. It's all right. I'm doing just fine. No big thing here. Jerry and Esther have a dear friend who says, there's nothing serious going on here. No matter what, there's nothing serious going on here. Just anything that diffuses. And in a little while, you will feel that visceral shifting. You will feel, even though you don't see solution, you don't see immediate result, you don't have an instant answer to a question, you'll feel the turning in the stream. And when that is what you're reaching for, things become so easy.
Well, in that, I also realized that I visualized myself as a really fun person. But when you said, well, write down the things that that you really enjoy or that feel fun to you, I was reaching. I'm going, wow. I couldn't figure out what they were. It took me a long time. So between that and relaxing, I mean, you know, I lay in bed and do the breathing, and in fact, I've had two massages, and he said, I can feel your mind just going woo like this. And I'm like, I really want to relax. And I'm not, is it because I'm trying to keep figuring things out?
It is.
And how do you let go of it?
Oh, you're excited about this, and that's all right. You just do it one thought at a time. That's why we give you this redundant story of letting go of the oars. It's just, Esther played with it in lots of different ways. She found that if she would sit and count her breathing, it would slow her mind down. She found if she would listen for a sound in a room, here she would listen for the sound of that air. And she would, and in the sound of the air, can you hear that sort of drum beat that's behind it? Mm-hmm. So she would isolate in her mind some sound that she was picking out of her environment, and she would try to separate it from all the other sounds, which made her mind slow down. And then in time, once she began working with the computer equipment, she saw that little pause sign, the little two little slashes that mean pause. And she would focus on it and she would think, I'm going to put my brain on pause. And then she would think, I'm thinking about putting my brain on pause. But thinking about putting her brain on pause is far different than thinking about how to save the rainforest or thinking about how to solve someone's dilemma. In other words, so you're looking for less stimulating thoughts. That's all you're looking for. You're just looking for a way to give yourself a sensation of relief, and not always just at the time that you're looking for that. You're wanting to show yourself that you have the ability to focus. That's all it is. So you are very receptive to energy, even the fact that you're receiving blocks of thought. You're receptive to energy, which means we imagine bookstores drive you pretty much insane. In other words, when you walk into an environment where there's a lot of energy and you're picking up on all of it, it can feel very chaotic, and you wouldn't feel any ease until you actually focus on something. Mm-hmm. And so the exercise of focusing your mind will stop that scattered sort of feeling. The exercise, there's someone now. The exercise of quieting your mind is only an exercise of focus. That's all it is. And it, which sounds sort of opposite, doesn't it? Because it sounds like what we're saying is, don't think about anything. And then we say, and to quiet your mind, think about something. And what we're saying is, as you think about something, it quiets your mind from all of those other things that you're thinking about. Here's an example. Have you